Lashanu Tova, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Nan with my Lady of Excellence, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Shalom to you, my dear, and all the listeners as we continue studying the preseason time leading up to the main event of God's real new year. Because some year, his bride will hear the sound of the last trump. So, let us covet his presence as we begin tonight's lesson.
Abba, Father, we do desire your Holy Spirit presence. Anoint our lips so to impart your truths upon those listening right now. Our sincere passion is to bathe in the gold nuggets of your word, which moves us closer to you. That is our desire, especially during this season set apart by you long ago. We continue to pray salvation for our loved ones and lift up to your throne our listeners' health issues, particularly our recent prayer requests and the survivors suffering from Hurricane Dorian. Bless tonight's study as we anxiously await your return and to receive our crown of righteousness. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what's the newest news in Israel?
Well, besides Netanyahu making a lot of promises to the people if he is reelected next Tuesday, and he likely will be, those tit-for-tat battles, you know, that we reported last week between Hezbollah and Israel, well, now you can add Gaza to the mix, and the retaliations from all sides are speeding up. Instead of just a few days to respond to each other, now it's within hours, escalating into what many say could soon be a general war.
Well, it is Teshuvah after all.
Yes, very noticeable as we also remember 9/11 tomorrow.
18 years ago, tomorrow, during Teshuvah.
Mm-hmm. And Congress is back and picking up where it left off before its six-week vacation.
You mean going after President Trump?
They sure are. Still talking impeachment procedures, even though they know that impeachment will never get through the Senate. But by declaring an investigation, they then are given special permission to gather specific documents otherwise not attainable. Through these other documents, maybe like his taxes, etc., well, they hope to find out anything damaging. So President Trump could, they think maybe he would lose the 2020 election if they can find out anything, and that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, House vote is set for Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Also, we now see a few Republicans trying to challenge President Trump in the primaries. But that won't fly, as many states are canceling the primaries and just going with Trump. But what is troubling is that we are seeing more Republicans retiring from Congress in key states. Could it possibly be that more far-left Democrats are voted into Congress in 2020?
Well, I pray not. Rather, vote them out.
I am glad the House representatives must be reelected every 2 years.
Yeah, hopefully the squad will be voted out.
Amen. Congress must quickly decide also now on a budget or shut down the government and many other things like tackling big pharma, but that should be bipartisan. But there's also the gun legislation, especially with the rising gun violence over the summer.
Every day is a new day of Ephesians 6 reality.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, police applicants, well, they're on the decline, and I guess there's no surprise there when they have to even stand down when milkshakes are thrown in their faces.
And buckets of water over their heads.
I know, it's really disgusting. And then there's the USMCA trade agreement that must be approved, and then we look at China, and they're not happy with us, and certainly neither is Iran.
And on it goes till Jesus comes to rule as king.
So until then, we all know what we have to do.
Be an evangelist.
Amen.
You wanted to say a few words about this, about all this illegal immigration stuff?
Yes. Although there's been a little decrease thanks to Mexico, as the president said last night, there are still some, of course, penetrating our southern borders, and many, many have already. But the left's narrative is, oh, these poor people are fleeing persecutions. And they're saying that so we'll feel sorry and guilty for trying to contain what many are calling an invasion. However, Michelle Malkin, she just wrote a new book called Open Borders, Inc., where she has done extensive research and has confirmed that it's actually global elitists, including the Vatican, who are financing these organizations to encourage as well as pay people to leave their countries so to bombard us and force us into the demonic globalist agenda to ruin our sovereignty. And to really top it off, these are tax-exempt groups.
As in the many George Soros companies.
If President Trump wins again in 2020, America will face an onslaught of absolute evil from the unrighteous. And if he doesn't win, well, then they will get their way and we'll still face an onslaught of evil.
Yeah, this proves we really are in the end of days.
Next year could easily be our last year before we hear that trumpet sound.
Amen. We welcome all of your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office. But you must leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006 and we will call you back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Any love offering is received with much gratitude. You can also bless us with your donation just by clicking the Partner with Us button on the left side of our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will also find our many teaching letters and radio programs, all titled and archived for your learning pleasure. Any correspondence will automatically add you to our monthly newsletter list. Okay, a little review from last week on Teshuvah, or Teshuvah, whichever you like.
Teshuvah. Yes, Teshuvah means to return, or better yet, to repent for not being as close to the Lord as we should. Now, tell me the church wouldn't benefit from this season, too.
Indeed, we all need a closer walk with Jesus.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on the Hebrew 360-day lunar calendar, Teshuvah always begins on Elul 1, which on our 365-day Gregorian solar calendar, this year, 2019, began on September 1st and, of course, continues for 40 days to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
However, the first 30 days are observed differently than the last 10.
Right. The shofar trumpet is blown daily along with special pre-dawn prayers for forgiveness. But on the 30th day, also known as the last trump of 100 blasts, blown to usher in the new year called the Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah.
Meaning, head of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, this grand feast is celebrated for 2 days and was believed during Jesus' day and still today by the more religious Jews that some year the resurrection will happen on one of these 2 days. And no one knows which day or hour, which is another common phrase used for the Feast of Trumpets.
So, it's the birthday of the creation of Adam.
The beginning of man. What's really cool is that Paul literally wrote it down that some year the rapture slash resurrection will happen at the last trump, which describes, you're right, Rosh Hashanah.
1 Corinthians 15:51.
Yep. So, don't you think the month before a possible resurrection slash rapture, if you're still alive, just might call for some introspection?
For sure.
Well, I can tell you back in the day, the Jewish people certainly did, and the religious still do today. As the bride of Christ, of course, our sins are now covered by the blood. But knowing that just maybe the rapture might happen some fall season should at the very least get you a little excited, which is what God desires of us. And that is why we always get more joyful at harvest time. Which, by the way, James in chapter 5 infers that probability too.
Yeah, right. When all the fruits come in.
Mm-hmm. There are a few examples of God actually chastising his people more so during this season, like a warning to turn more towards him, as he does in Haggai chapter 1 that we referenced last week.
Well, and you know, and another would be Jonah.
Sure. We know God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh to seek their repentance, and because of the specific verbiage used in chapter 3, we can know it was during Teshuvah, especially since he gave them 40 days to repent.
And, of course, another would be Moses.
Yes, Teshuvah corresponds to the 40 days that Moses spent on Mount Sinai the second time, repenting to God for Israel's golden calf incident, then returning on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, with the new set of tablets. And we'll address this again next month when we delve into Yom Kippur.
Also in Daniel.
That's right. We see the account of Babylon's handwriting on the wall. Well, according to historical records, we know that date. And yes, it happened during Teshuvah.
And Jesus too.
Yes, by connecting the dots, we can see that when Jesus was baptized, John the Baptist was proclaiming for all to repent. It makes sense to those who study this that it was the first day of Teshuvah, for Jesus then went directly into the wilderness for 40 days, not for himself, but prayed that others would repent, like Moses prayed for the people. And Jesus also prepared for his ministry, was tempted by the enemy, and his ministry would begin on his 30th birthday, just 5 days after Yom Kippur, on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, you know, it was biblical Jewish law that a man should not enter his ministry until he was 30.
Right. You can reference that in Numbers 4 and also 2 Samuel 5 and a few other places. And Jesus scrupulously adhered to that, so that we could benefit by that knowledge of our Hebrew roots.
It helps complete the big puzzle.
Mm-hmm, and each piece plays a part. And therefore, each piece must also fit. So never lose sight that everything has been purposely prearranged and set up by God. He is very exact and precise in everything he has set forth to happen, and it's all for our learning today. And Paul said in Romans 15:4,
whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
That's right, and that word hope in the Greek is elpis, and it really means confidence, that we can have confidence. Now think about that as it applies to the church, to all of us. Do you know him but are comfortable staying where you are and just not growing closer to him? Have you ever heard the statement, if you're not going forward, it's the same as going backward? And I can't say this enough, that nothing in his word is there by accident. He purposely conveys to us what season it is for a reason.
Yeah, you know, and most Christians, they just read over it.
So many just want to shy away also from his Jewishness, not even caring to learn some simple, basic tenets of our faith. And don't tell me the Hebraic roots message is not in the New Testament, when in fact, the entire writing of John's Gospel is surrounded by all the seven feasts. After all, the New Testament was penned by Jews and led by the Holy Spirit.
Well, another example is Ezekiel 8.
Yes, once again, God makes sure that we know that it is the sixth month when Ezekiel is shown Israel's idolatry in the temple, along with all manner of abominations, even amongst the elders, hiding in the dark like God couldn't see them. God says, I will now act in my fury. So in chapter 9, during Teshuvah, the wicked are slain.
But not the righteous, for they had a seal of protection.
Right. This is a type of what will happen in Revelation, where the sealed ones in chapter 7 represent the 144,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel that receive salvation right after the rapture and are then marked for divine protection. Just before the sealed judgments of chapter 6 are opened and the four horsemen arrive. So, Ezekiel 8 and 9 is a great read for typology. The Old Testament is full of these prophetic pictures that God expects us to search for. That is why he put them in there. And what is amazing is that these are all true events. All true events, actual events that happen for our learning. And I'll leave you with this tonight. Imagine this Hebrew month of Elul as the final preparation month just before your wedding. Which, by the way, some year it will be to Jesus. Except this preparation is not physical and material in nature, but rather spiritual. Like a New Year's resolution that we all make to get to know Jesus closer, you know, get him more in a better, closer relationship. I think that's mostly everybody's New Year's resolution every year. Well, let's start now during the month of Teshuvah. I also want to tell you that the Hebrew letters for Elul, for the calendar month of Elul, is Aleph, Lamed, Vav, and Lamed. And it's actually an acronym for the words Ani La Dodi Vidodi Li. And that's taken from the Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 3, which translates, and I know you've heard this before, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Also, on a really good note, according to traditional Jewish thought, this month can also be a time when God's people, well, sometimes they find particular favor with him, and it's often due to judgment upon their enemies, as we read in Nehemiah 6. So, it can be a time for reprimanding his people, or a time to reprimand their enemies. And it is interesting when looking back at history, many significant events do happen in late August and September. As we said last week, the many hurricanes and even 9/11 happened in September, of course. So, also during Teshuvah, Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7 is often quoted by the Jewish people, which says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him teshuvah to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him." In English, that would say, return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That is why they daily blow the shofar during Teshuvah, because it's a wake-up call to be alert. We need to be alert. Ephesians 5:14 through 16 says, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Messiah will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Boy, I'll say. So how do we become wise? Of course you know, it's the Word. And only a fool hates wisdom, Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 says a lot about wisdom and how we can get it. It also says, do not forsake wisdom, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. That's pretty nice. Okay, my final thoughts in closing. Let me just say to everyone, you know we all need to repent also for the sins of omission. You know, for not spending enough time with Him in His Word. As you know, Shofar Ministries is a word ministry. I constantly tell people, because we're living in these fast-paced days where the cares of this life just kind of take over, we have a tendency of putting the Word aside. Oh, I'll do that later. You know what? You can't do that anymore. You've got to make an appointment with God. Write it in your daily planner, or I should say, in your computer or your phone, to make time to spend it with God. And this season is a good time to really look inward. Well, that is, unless you can say, oh, I don't have to do that. My life and my home are completely in order. My relationships are exactly as God would have them. Really? Who can say that? So first and foremost, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are just plain foolish. And you're being set up for an even greater deception, because it's coming. So, teshuvah, turn to the Lord before it's too late. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. He really is. If you don't know Him, He's knocking right now. And you know what He's saying? He's saying, why won't you accept my free gift to you? Or if you are saved by grace, use this month of Elul to get closer to Him. Study to show yourself approved unto God. That's what we got to do, saints. If you want wisdom and if you want discernment, you know, discernment comes by use of God's Word. And the more Word, the more discernment that you'll have. It just goes hand in hand. And you know what else? It's your choice. You can either stay where you're at in la-la land, or you can move forward. Put the cares of this life on the back burner for a while and really concentrate on getting to know Him more. You'll be so rewarded and so happy to do so. The constant feeling of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, where you really know He's there and He's guiding you, and He's making your way smooth so that you can get through the hard times that all Christians have to go through. We're all tested. Are you going to pass your test? My heart just breaks when I think of so many that still just won't accept the truth. I know it's hard. It's getting harder. So start talking about what's going to happen after we leave. Maybe there'll be a tribulation saint, because many will be, but not if they don't know. So even if they don't come to the Lord when you're witnessing to them, you make sure they know what's going to happen and pray they'll be the tribulation saint. So there's a lot of evidence Jesus is your Savior, and He has paid your entire debt for all your sins. And you don't want to pay it yourself. Trust me on that. Let's leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in every way. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. Tune in next time. We're going to delve into Rosh Hashanah, God's real new year. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.